You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. The California legislature is back in session for 2020. On deck, a bill aimed at increasing police transparency. It centers around an alleged sexual assault case involving a Paso Robles police officer and the refusal of local law enforcement to hand over internal investigation records. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
California's landmark police transparency law went into effect at the beginning of last year. SB 1421 mandates police records be made public in cases of sustained findings against officers who commit sexual assault, use excessive force, or engage in dishonesty-related conduct.
However, SB 1421, as we came to learn, did have a bit of a loophole.
That's Central Coast State Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham, who submitted a revision to the bill on Tuesday.
We saw this here locally with a case that was fairly prominent in San Luis Obispo County, where an officer who was alleged to have committed sexual assault on the job resigned in the middle of the internal affairs investigation into that conduct.
The case is of former Paso Robles police officer Christopher McGuire. He was accused in 2018 of allegedly sexually assaulting three women. That story may not have come to light, but a partial copy of a Slo County Sheriff's report about the incidents was leaked to the San Luis Obispo Tribune. The Tribune, along with several news organizations, including KCBX, has repeatedly tried to access those reports from both the Paso Robles Police Department and the Sheriff's Office, but were denied because McGuire resigned before there were any sustained findings.
He basically got this sweetheart deal with the district for them not to disclose any of the allegations against him, just verify, you know, that he was there when he was there, and then so he can go on to another district.
That's San Luis Obispo Tribune reporter Matt Fountain speaking to KCBX News in March of last year after the statewide police transparency law went into effect.
We're pretty concerned with passing along bad apples, as they call them. So we want to make sure that this officer who may have dodged some very serious criminal charges or some kind of discipline, that he's not just shuffled off to another district so he does this again to somebody else.
Lindsay Holden is another Tribune reporter who also spoke to KCBX about the story last year.
As a journalist, transparency from public agencies is so important. You know, whether it's a school district, whether it's a police department, taxpayer-funded organizations need to be clear with the public about how they conduct themselves.
Cunningham says his revision, AB 1599, has support from the media and public defenders. Where he may get pushback is from law enforcement agencies. Some may feel access to these records could disrupt internal affairs investigations.
We may amend the bill to address some of their concerns. My hope is that at worst they'll be neutral or maybe a soft opposition.
Cunningham says his argument for law enforcement to support his bill is,
by and large, these people do a tough job and they do it with integrity. The good cops out there have an interest in making sure that the public knows about the few bad cops there are, so that we make sure that our police forces are comprised of people that deserve to have a badge.
Cunningham, a Republican, may receive some opposition from his own party as well. When the broad-sweeping police transparency bill was passed in 2018, he was one of only four Republicans in the assembly who supported it.
And it was a pretty big change from the current status quo. I think some people had reservations for that reason. This is kind of a cleanup, if you will. I mean, this bill, 1599, is a fix of an unintended consequence that came from the way SB 1421 was drafted.
Cunningham's bill still has a long way to go as the 2020 legislative session is just getting underway. In the meantime, you can go online and read about incidents of police misconduct that have been uncovered through a collaboration of 40 newsrooms, including KCBX, that have been working together over the past year. Just search for the California Reporting Project. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.